Eventually. I mean, the deal is that if I could clone myself, I would do the show and work on this other thing. But I just honestly, it's just I just I spread myself too thin. And the show, like, I usually just crank out 2 shows a month. So to make 2 shows, it takes me 5 days out of the month. And, the rest of the time, I'm either doing work for money, or I'm doing maintenance work on the crappy social media website, or I'm shipping DVD orders. And then whatever little time I have left, I sleep or I hang out with my friends. But no, I hang out with a motley crew of people who are anywhere from cyber hacker activists to bicyclists to people who like bowling to people who are not even in any way politically involved. That really, like, it's believable, but there's people out there who just don't want to be involved. And sometimes I kind of enjoy that type of company because I can really extract myself from this world of really fucking depressing information. And there's people out there who are just oblivious, and they're just living their life like nothing is happening. And sometimes I'm like, in a weird way, thankful for those people because I can go into their world and be like, oh my God, ignorance is bliss. But in any event, I have this documentary on Derek Jensen the idea started over 2 years ago, and I videotaped Mr. Jensen almost a year ago, and now I have a person who wants to produce a documentary, which really means find money to do it right. And so I have this very small window opportunity before this producer loses interest and I lose this opportunity for a person who is able to actually want to, see my vision for this film be made. So I figured I'm just going to take some time off because if anybody hasn't read Derek Jensen, he has written a monumental piece of work that I feel is one of the most important books ever written, at least when how it pertains to our time. And I feel that everyone needs to see it because we have a limited amount of time to get the things done that we need to get done before we're totally fucked.
Yeah, Derek Jensen's really cool. And he's really
Yeah, he's
hardcore.
a, yeah, he is, but you know what? We're living in hardcore times. Tonight, I was speaking to a food security expert. I mean, this is a person that just deals in food security issues. This guy must be like 65 years old. And I was relating to him what I experienced in St. Paul and in Denver, and he couldn't believe it. And he was outraged and all that shit, But, out of nowhere, and I don't think that is out of nowhere. It's just this is a thought that has been swimming in his head for a while, but he just popped this up. He said, like, I think we need a revolution. And I was like, are you fucking with me, dude? Did you say that? And he was like, yeah, no. And I'm like, are you talking like Gandhi? And he started laughing. And I think more and more people are coming to this realization that the shit that we need to get done is not going to get done by the tools or the means that have been given us by the system, because the system doesn't want to change, so they're going to give us tools that don't fucking work, right? So we really have to start thinking about the tools that are going to work, And those are some really challenging conversations, to say the least. You know, I mean, nobody wants to think about that stuff, but you know what? This is the place we're living in, and this is all we've got, because it's, we can't go anywhere else. So we gotta really like step up our thinking and think outside of the boundaries that have been imposed to us mentally. You know, like, pacifism is something that has been sold to us, and you know, in the end, it's just not working. You know, how much time do we have to do nonviolent civil disobedience? We don't have a whole lot.